Bless you. Blessings. Welcome back to another session of Alliance of Honorable Men. Before we get started, next week we have exams. Of course, ours is open book. Our exam will be on Chapter 8, which is Identifying Those Who Join in Covenant. This is a very powerful chapter. You're going to see when you get to reading how important that chapter is. It's going to help you tremendously. In this particular session, we'll begin where we'll finish Chapter 7. Last week, we talked about the accurate principles of covenant. This week, we're going to talk about the accurate mental attitudes of covenant. Last week, we used Jonathan and David. This week, we'll use Naomi and Ruth as our basis for our pulling out these correct mental attitudes. Now, mental attitude is important. The correct mental attitude is important to have, because if you do not have these, covenant will be difficult to walk in. These mental attitudes are going to challenge your thinking. It's going to challenge the way you've handled things in the past. But if we're going to be, as Apostle is calling us to be, trailblazers, pathfinders, we're delving into new territories, we're going to have to think differently when it comes to covenant. If you would, turn with me to Ruth, the first chapter. Now, there are seven, I think. Yeah, seven mental attitudes that you have to have, and we're going to break down each one of them. We may finish them tonight. We may not. But we're going to endeavor. Reading the story about Ruth, I want to go ahead and read chapter 1, verses 14 through 18. Turn with me to Ruth, the first chapter. And we're going to read we're going to read verses 14 through 18. Let's see, verse 14. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, Behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. I like the way my Bible, little caption. It says, Ruth refuses to leave. And Ruth said, Entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whether thou goest, I will go, and whether thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Where thou liest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also of aught, but death part thee and me. And when she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. Now, we all know the story about Ruth, how Ruth met Boaz. But what most people don't understand, that Boaz came as a result of covenant. Now, I need you to understand how important this is, because the principle that we're going to pull out of this particular story is the exact same thing that we talked about last week with Jonathan and David. I didn't even get a chance to go over it last week, but David was so touched by Jonathan's level of covenant that after everything had passed and was over, David began to look for Jonathan's offspring. And he found Jonathan, Mephibosheth, and blessed him and gave him everything Jonathan gave to him, David gave back to him and multiplied it. See, there is power in when you follow a God-given covenant. It's power when you stay connected to where God has connected you. So here we see Ruth stayed connected to Naomi. Now, everybody won't jump to Boaz. Won't jump to, I want this in my life, I want that in my life. But you have to pass through covenant. And not just any covenant. Covenant where the focus is God's agenda. Remember now, Abraham, in the 12th chapter, 3rd verse, God told Abraham, I'm going to bless those that bless you. I'm going to empower those that empower you. So having these accurate mental attitudes are very important. So let's go. Let's start off with number one. The first mental attitude of covenant we should have is we follow those we have covenant with. You must be prepared to follow those you have covenant with. The person that your man or woman of God, you must be prepared to follow them passionately. As they pursue God, you pursue God. The Apostle Paul said, told those that will follow him, follow me as I follow Christ. So it's important for you to understand that God will not be chasing after us. We must chase after him. Listen, when you have a correct mental attitude, when this correct mental attitude is in you, that we follow those we have covenant with, then when you communicate, then you communicate accurately and connect accurately with those whom you are in covenant with. It's important for you to have this mentality that I'm going to follow. I'm going to. Now, remember now, we talked about a couple of classes of getting rid of your ego and your pride. When you get rid of your ego and pride, it makes it easier for you to follow those whom you have covenant with. Listen, those that helped Abraham, they were the ones that were blessed. Ruth was blessed because she clave to Ruth. Jonathan was successful because he recognized the move of God on David's life and attached himself to it. This is very powerful. Once you recognize where God is moving, you must attach yourself to where God is moving. Watch this. I want to read this to you. When you have a correct mental attitude of I follow the person who I'm in covenant with, we will visibly and consciously connect and pursue those who are a part of our lives. Notice what it says, visibly and consciously. This is on purpose. This is not by accident. This is something I have decided to do. This is something I have made my mind up to do. I'm going to consciously connect and pursue those who are a part of our lives, who I'm in covenant with. See, let me give you an example. I read an awful lot. I read a lot. I'm always meditating. I'm listening. I'm reading other people. But I don't read other people to try to figure out how I'm going to advance myself. I'm reading so I can make myself better, so I can add to the covenant that I'm connected to. Catch on to that, because that's important. Because a lot of people in the body of Christ get confused because they run after this person, they run after that person. Listen, God is not going to, listen to me very clearly, God is not the author of confusion. No, he's not. So God is not going to connect you to a man and woman of God and give your answer somewhere else. God will always have your answer in the house. He will always have your answer in the apostolic house that you are connected to. This is why your heart leaps when your man or woman of God ministers, because you're connected in the spirit. So why would you not follow whom you're connected to in the spirit? The second mental attitude that you must have is that you must be inseparable from those who you have covenant with. You cannot be separated. Look at verse 16 again. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee. Listen to that. Entreat me not to, don't make me leave you, or return from following after thee. For whether thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge, and thy people shall be my people, and thy God shall be my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and will I be buried, and the Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. So you got to be inseparable. One of the most powerful things I heard was from Pastor Kenneth Skelton. Him and I was talking one time, and he made this statement. He said, him and I was talking about covenant and being connected. And he said, Leroy Jr., He said, I've never seen a tree move to seasons, but I've always seen seasons move towards a tree. When he said that, I said, explain that to me. He said, you ought to be rooted and planted where God told you to be, and God will bring every season necessary in your life to produce fruit. Now think about every tree that's in your yard. When have you ever seen a tree get up and say, oh, winter coming, I don't feel like dealing with winter, I'm about to move to where it's summer? You ain't never seen a tree uproot itself. You must be like that tree planted by the rivers of water. That's talking about covenant. You got to stay planted where God has the rivers flowing for you. There is no persuasion, no rumor, no lie that can separate me from whom God has connected me to. I will stay in covenant. This is not something that's going to overpower you. This is something you have to remember. Accurate mental attitude. This is something you have to make up your mind that you're going to do. Listen, one of the things you got to realize when you're in covenant is that you're in covenant with another human. You got to grasp that. So that means they're not going to be perfect. You're not perfect. So just because they're not perfect doesn't give you the right to leave or to jump ship when things don't go your way or they make a mistake. Remember now, watch what covenant do. Covenant eliminates, we talked about this before. Covenant eliminates weaknesses. We talked this about two or three classes ago. Covenant eliminates weaknesses. You are supposed to cover your counterpart until they can recover themselves. Covenant eliminates weakness. It covers the weakness of the other person so that they can have a chance to recover themselves. So you must understand that you're not in covenant. You're in covenant with other humans. So mistakes are going to be made. That doesn't mean that you turn your back on that person. You know, I can't stand being around fickle people. Just people that just in it for themselves. And as soon as things don't go their way, they're ready to jump ship. You know, one of the things that why people go through so many divorces, why people go through divorce, is because people are so weak-minded when it comes to covenant. You know, people leave a church in a minute. The pastor will tell them, no, you can't do this. I'm tired, and I'm going to take my... Leave. You ain't worth nothing no way because you don't have no mindset that we're trying to accomplish nothing. You must have the correct mental attitude that I am inseparable. Ruth was inseparable from Naomi. That's why Boaz showed up, because Ruth was able to hear the instructions of Naomi. If Ruth would have left, she would have never got a hold of Boaz. Understand this. I am inseparable, God, from those whom you have connected me to. You cannot drop your commitment to covenant at the first sign of weakness or misunderstanding that shows up. Oh, man. I'm going to say it again. You cannot drop your commitment to covenant as the first sign of weakness or misunderstanding shows up. You must not let anyone persuade you from parting from a covenant as you know it, till death do us part. Now, there are only two reasons to get out of covenant. According to God, it's only two reasons. One is physical death. That's one way out of covenant. The second way out of covenant is if the person that we're in covenant with or connected to is no longer following God or don't want to go no further than where they are now. Then God will be the one to reveal this to you. God will be the one to reveal that to you. But if God ain't revealing that to you, you got to stay put. You have to stay until God releases you. Why is that important? It is important because God works through us in covenant to cover each other, to provide strength to each other. So if we just make up our own mind to leave, we get ready, nothing will ever get accomplished. Look at Matthew's the 19th chapter, the 6th verse. Matthew's the 19th chapter, the 6th verse. Turn there. Matthew 9 and 16. Watch this. These are some powerful. I want you to rehearse these and go over the first chapter, first part of the chapter, the accurate principles of covenant, then tagged along with the accurate mental attitudes of covenant. This is a very powerful chapter. Matthew's the 19th chapter and the 6th verse. Where there are no more twain but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Now we usually use that scripture for marriages, but that is for covenant also, for the apostolic covenant with you and your man or woman of God. You can't let nobody come in between that. You can't let nobody stop you from pursuing who you have covenant with. Are you seeing this? God is the only one that can initiate the breaking of a covenant. And I gave you the two reasons why. One is death, and the other is because the person is no longer following God. Those who we are in covenant with must be given the opportunity to repent and recover themselves. Must be given the opportunity to repent and to recover themselves. But watch this. But when all the process of restoration have failed, then we are free to walk out from the obligation of a relationship that has gone wrong. Understand that. We must be inseparable. That's the mental attitude. Until death or until God separates us. The third mental attitude is we are connected together in destiny with those we have covenant with. Now, watch how this makes sense. God told Abram, I'm going to bless you first. Then I'm going to bless those that bless you until all the families of the earth be blessed. Right? Genesis 12 and 3. Now, we are connected together in destiny with those we have covenant with. Destiny. Anytime God connects you to a man or woman of God, your husband or your wife, whoever God connects you to, there is something that y'all together are supposed to accomplish in the future. See, most people get married, or most people join a church for selfish reasons. I heard a word from God. They helped me get out of this situation. Or I'm in love with this person. This person completes me. Man, first of all, nobody should complete you but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That's number one. Number two, you should realize that the reason God has connected us in covenant is there is a future that He wants to unfold. God said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. So if God's thoughts revealed to you is connecting you to somebody, then there must be something in the future that God wants to be unfolded from y'all having synergy, coming together, being in covenant. You must understand they were moving in the same direction. Ruth was moving in the same direction as Naomi. She realized that she was joining. Oh, watch what Ruth realized. Ruth realized that her and Naomi was a winning team and have chosen the same course of action to go toward the agreed goal. What was the agreed goal? The agreed goal was not Boaz. The agreed goal was not Boaz. Let's go back to Ruth. The agreed goal was not Boaz. See, some of y'all, see, we still stuck on that. It wasn't Boaz. The agreed goal. Let's read it, verse 16. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whether thou goest, I will go. Verse 16. And whether thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people and thy God my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more if aught but death part thee and me. The goal was Ruth wanted Naomi God to be her God. Oh my goodness. So the destiny unfolded is not material things. It's not success in life. The destiny unfolded is the will of God. So I'm in covenant with somebody so that we can unfold the will of God. Those who misunderstand covenant come together in a relationship for a different agenda. Listen to that statement. Those who misunderstand covenant come together in a relationship for a different agenda. I used to say this, and I believe I had it wrong when I said it, because I had it backwards. I would always say that the apostolic will reveal a person's heart. I would always say that because I would see people who would say, Apostle Thompson, I love you. I'm going to follow you. But as soon as God got Apostle to do something different that was against what they wanted, all of a sudden God spoke to them and say, my season is up. Remember what I told you about seasons? Seasons, I never see the tree get up and go to a season. The season always comes to the tree. So they say, my season is up here. And they use a scripture from, I think it's Ecclesiastes. There's a season for every, that ain't what they were talking about. The apostolic will always reveal a person's heart. But I've had it backwards. I understand it deeper now. The apostolic has a set agenda. And it's up to us to adjust our heart or our soul. That's why we're talking about accurate mental attitudes. You have to adjust. Anybody who could, whenever you get connected to somebody God has connected you to, you're not going to be automatically ready. Here's the beautiful thing about covenant. Here's the beautiful thing about covenant. Remember now, covenant is to eliminate weaknesses. You cover another person's weakness until they're able to recover themselves. When God connects you to somebody, God is using the other person to pull something out of you that you can't pull out yourself. So that means there's going to be some jabbing, some poking, some pulling that's going to happen in the supernatural, and you're not going to like it all. But you have to remember, I am yielding to the voice of God. This is who God has connected me to, and I'm not going anywhere. There's a destiny that has to be unfolded. There's a destiny that has to be released out of me. Watch this. Ruth was commanded to glean in Boaz's field so that she could become part of what was being done there. Naomi commanded her. Now watch this. Remember I said earlier about the other person? You connected to somebody. When God connects you to somebody, they will pull something out of you that you can't pull out of yourself, that God has placed in you. Naomi gave Ruth instructions. If Ruth had not been connected to Naomi, and watch this, this is important. Not only connected to Naomi, but connected to Naomi and was willing to hear what Naomi had to say and make adjustments. When she did that, Naomi positioned her to be in Boaz's presence. This is important. We as partners in destiny have to synchronize our calendars and our activities to do the same thing from the different angles of our lives. You will have to adjust your life. Sometimes your man or woman of God will speak to them and say, I want to get this done. There are times when an apostle calls me and say, I want to get this done. I'll get ready to go do something else. I'm canceling it. Why? Because I understand that this is covenant. This is destiny. This is about God's agenda. God is trying to unfold something. I can always get back to what I was doing too late, going to later. See, the very beginning of this class, I said, when you make God the center, when you make your life God-centric, God is the perfect harmonizer. He will make everything work in harmony. God will not cause confusion in your life. God will not cause your man or woman of God to call you or to ask you to do something that will cause conflict with what he wants to do in your life. Hear me out. He won't do it. So we have to be in our mind that that we're connected together in destiny. Watch this. Everyone in covenant is moving from where they are towards the fulfillment of destiny. We are all moving in the direction of fulfilling what God has for our lives. This is every action, every plan, every activity of even one partner must motivate all involved in covenant to get closer towards the fulfillment of destiny. This is powerful. The fourth mental attitude that we ought to have is that we carry the same concerns as those who we have covenant with. Go to Philippians 2. Philippians 2. We carry the same concerns as those we have covenant with. This is why in LTMA, I was reading, we got a chance to induct some new members in the LTMA at the last impartation conference we had earlier this month. And in the litany that we recite, because it has to be verbal, one of the things that we bring up is that, will you commit to promoting money cometh to the body of Christ? That's on purpose. That's in the litany. Why? Because if you don't have the same concerns as your leader, then confusion is inevitable. Why in the world would somebody want to follow Apostle Thompson and they believe in poverty? It makes no sense. Man, the very first time you hear Apostle, you're going to get raked sideways because he does not believe in poverty. So if he don't believe in poverty, how are you going to follow him believing in poverty? You must have the same concerns as the person you're connected to. Watch this, Philippians 2. Philippians 2, verse 20 and 21. This is the Apostle Paul talking about Timothy. He says, "For I have no man like-minded who would naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ." So, in other words, the Apostle Paul was sending Timothy to the Philippians because he knew, hey, Timothy is going to do the same thing I would do as if I was there. He had the same concerns as the Apostle Paul. Watch this. We cannot walk in selfishness if we choose the path of covenant. We need to have a measure of maturity and be big enough to live for others if covenant relationships are going to mean something in the future. God, I need to read that again. See, you need to get your highlighter and highlight this chapter because this chapter is very pivotal. We need to have correct, accurate mental attitudes that you got to have to be in covenant. We need to have a measure of maturity and be big enough to live for others if covenant relationships are going to mean something in the future. Oh my goodness, watch this. If we are indulgent in our own lives, activities, and pursuits, it will not be possible to keep the same concerns in our hearts as are in the hearts of those in covenant with us. Wow. Now do you understand why I started the class off talking about you must have a God-centric view of the word, God-centric view of why you go to church, God-centric view of why you give, not a self-centric view? Because covenant is what causes the blessings to come. Covenant is what causes the blessings to come. Class, that's enough for this session. Those first three, you need to go over those first three because it's challenging. I know it's challenging, challenging your religion because you thought you just going to church just to be in church and be saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they're saved. I'm just trying to get saved. No. Once you got saved, it was no longer about you. It became all about how God can use you. So don't forget about our exam next week. It'll be on chapter 8. But when we come back, we're going to finish chapter 7. And we're going to get into the last four. I think it's three. We have three more, I think. Three more mental attitude, correct, accurate mental attitudes. Go over these first three. There's some adjustments that you're going to have to make. Listen. These adjustments sometimes are going to push you closer to your man or woman of God. Now, everybody's not going to go with you. Let me thank you, Holy Spirit. Everybody's not going to go there. God never uses a large number to get things accomplished because he can't get the glory when he uses an overwhelming number of people to get things done. This is why understanding these accurate mental attitudes are important, so that you can position yourself to be one of the ones that God used. I think it was 29,000 with Gideon, and it dropped down to 300. Abraham used 300 men trained in his 300 servants born in his house in Genesis the 14th chapter. God doesn't ever, there were a group of men that joined themselves around David. There was in debt, distress, and discontentment. You'll find those same group of men that surround themselves with David in 1 Samuel 22 and I think it's 1 Chronicles, they were giving away billions. Oh my goodness, this chapter is so powerful. Don't forget about the exam next week. I bless you. Chapter 8, it'll be open book. I bless you. I look forward to being with you the week after next. Have a good night.